about weddings and matchmaking. I met a woman one time and she said to me, "Well, you know, I never met John until I met him at the altar." And we're married now over 45 years and we've been, it's a happy 45 years. Well, now, John was a farmer and she was a farmer's wife of sorts, but they had four children and she was the kind of person that nothing really worried. And when people were badly off and trying to make ends meet, John was using the head. He was buying and selling farms during the economic war when others were worried about their pigs and their calves. And I believe he'll survive as a fair with his bottle of ink and his twopenny in pen to sign the cheques. And this was about all he was able to sign because he wasn't able to read much more. But he always had plenty of money in the bank. And the family kind of followed suit. As long as they were able to write their name, they left school when they were in third class. But his daughter of that family, when a neighbour married, she said, "Well, do you know, I'm not going to leave this Shirov pest until I've a match made for myself." And so she did have a match made, but unlike her mother, her match didn't work out to be the happy affair that her mother and father's match worked out to be. I remember when my aunt married, she lived in Killaloe and she didn't come home to her own place for a month. And that Sunday that she arrived home, there was a big party given and this party was called the Hauling Home, her first visit home after being a month married, and there was great enjoyment and entertainment. And also the neighbours, both in Killaloe and in her home place, they issued invitations to herself and her husband to come to the house for a special evening after their marriage.